This is Braun Strowman, the monster among men. And you're listening to the Pop Culture Podcast with your host, Rob!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special NXT Stand and Deliver Predictions Panel episode of the BCP. Flying co-pilot, of course, we got the goodest brother. It smells amazing in here. He's the co-host with the most, my goodest brother, Mr. Chris Nunes. What's up, man? How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. Ready to take over this podcast.
I like it. He's already off to a good start. It smells so good in here, man. I can't imagine why. And please welcome back to the show, BCP OG member. He is the Andy Smart, cooker of delicious brisket, wearing an amazing shirt as always, Mr. Matt Wittes. What's up, brother?
How we doing?
Doing well.
With us or against us?
That's right. I love it, man.
And nobody please, gets it right.
Yeah. I know, right? I botched it last time. And please welcome back to the show and out of quarantine, hashtag free Kimmy. She is healthy. She is back. You know her from Kimmy Talks Wrestling and RDP Promotions. Miss Kimmy, so cool.
What's
so
up, Kimmy? Cool.
So cool. What's up, Kimmy? How are you?
I'm great. I'm out of jail. It's WrestleMania week. What else? Like, are you guys ready to stand and deliver?
Nice. Like a pro.
Born ready.
Kimmy is ready. How long have you been in quarantine, Kimmy? Like
forever.
2 weeks?
3 weeks. Oh, it was exactly 21 days when they called and cleared me. And I was like, oh, I'm leaving. Goodbye. It's WrestleMania week. I got stuff to do. I got content to film. I can't stay in this room anymore.
Love it.
Now we're here.
Hashtag free Kimmy. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's good. Guys, let's get into it. And like we always do here on the BCP, we start with ladies first. Although I don't think we're going to do ladies first today because I think the ladies have been killing it. Right. And I don't want to like put out there that like the ladies should be first. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I gotcha.
Let's get Bianca, Sasha, WrestleMania night one. Like, let's get them to headline. I've seen that's kind of trending. I think that would be good. I'm excited for that match. So let's start elsewhere today. Let's change it up. Let's go with the vacant tag team titles for the NXT tag team titles. We have what? MSK versus the grizzled young
veterans.
Nice young veterans and Legado del Fantasma. This is interesting to me. I'm just going to go real short and sweet. I think grizzled young veterans get this one. They have been the runners up time and time and time again. This is not, I wouldn't even say a consolation prize. This is the tag team titles. I say they take it here at Stand and Deliver. Nooner.
It's a shame that Larkin and Birch didn't get a chance to defend the titles on a takeover. I've always been big fans of theirs. I'm glad that they got a tag title run. It's a shame that it ended prematurely the way it did. Man, this is one of the hardest matches to call because you would think, you know, MSK just debuted a couple months ago and you would think that maybe they would give it to the young upstarts. But I think I'm going to go with the grizzled young veterans.
Yeah, okay. 2 for 2. Kimmy.
So I'm just going to say that this card alone is going to be better than anything we see Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
Regardless of anything.
You're not wrong.
I know. But this triple threat match is very interesting. I feel it's interesting that Legado del Fantasma is in it because they could potentially walk away with all the gold.
They could, they could.
But they're not my pick. Looking at MSK, I feel like it does make sense for them to win, but the Grizzled Young Veterans have been just doing so well. Mm-hmm. They held those NXT UK Tag Team Championships. They moved here. It's time for them to hold the NXT Tag Team Championships. I think we're going with a clean sweep here. I'm picking the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Wow, 3 for 3. Andy Smart, it's in your hands, my friend.
Yes,
my God. Throwing it up.
And I'll tell you why. MSK came in, the former Rascals of Impact came in. Everybody loved them. They did a great job. They've been killing it.
Yeah.
Legado de Fantasma, their whole thing is, I don't think if they win it, then Escobar can't lose.
That's true,
takes away and when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, you weasel your way out with the Grizzled Young Veterans. And I think that's the best way. And you know, they didn't win the tournament. They're not part of an established, you know, faction on NXT USA. this is to help establish him.
Wow, absolutely. Really well said, guys. And 4 for 4, this is why you guys are here. So expectations are already high. Let's go to the next match, and let's just get right to it. The Cruiserweight Champion versus the Cruiserweight Champion. Devlin taking on Escobar. Huh, I'm just going to I'll toss it off to you guys first. Kimmy, let's throw this to you.
I liked how they set up the ladder match to begin with, how they had Shawn come out there, because it was a tribute to WrestleMania 10. We know Razor Ramon, Shawn. I was not even born for WrestleMania 10. I wasn't born. No. I'm just saying, you know, they
even my gray hairs.
You know, it was a tribute to Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels for who was the real Intercontinental Championship. So it was kind of a passing in the torch. But I'm going to go with Santos Escobar. I like what he's doing now in NXT. I feel like he's establishing himself as a top heel. And now that we're moving to Tuesdays and you have a lot of fresh faces, I feel like you're going to have a lot more people have eyes on certain up-and-comers. So I'm going with Santos Escobar.
Nice. I'll copy and paste. I think Escobar retains here. Very interesting matchup. You know, I kind of like how it came about. Matt, your thoughts on this one?
My thoughts here, first off, it's amazing how this came about. Without COVID, we wouldn't have this storyline.
Yeah, and, right. It's very interesting.
You know, Jordan Devlin was not just stuck off of international. Well, it was international travel. I don't know whether Brexit was involved or not, but being able to get over to the UK from his native Ireland was like a no-go for so very long. I know I've got family over there who luckily have dual citizenship between the two countries, that, you know, that was a lifesaver for them in the past year. Jamie Dawn, how you doing?
Shout out, love it.
But here's the thing, I think they had big plans for Jordan Devlin. They got put on hold. Escobar has been killing it.
Yeah, he really has.
As the interim champion, William Regal became Dana White from the UFC real quick. travel problems, DUI, injury, what? We have an interim title for you. That got pulled out. But my thing is, I think this is as far as he can go with it, or as far as it can take him. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on another show within the next month or two. So I think that this is as far as he goes with the NXT, which should be still be called the WWE Cruiserweight title.
Nice.
I'm picking Jordan Devlin.
Really? Going the other way. That's very interesting. And shout to Matt's family, obviously, over in Ireland, with their favorite superstar, WWE superstar. I think his name is Rick O'Shea. terrible. That's for you, Shane. Terrible. That's Shane's joke. That shout out to our good guy, Shane Fair, the White Glove Treatment. Nooner, take us home.
It's obviously Titus O'Neil.
Yeah. Nice. It's a shame what COVID has done to certain wrestlers. As far as I think everybody forgets how Jordan Devlin won the Cruiserweight title at Worlds Collide last year in that triple threat match.
Oh, wow. I did.
I didn't really know Jordan Devlin before that. And after that match, I definitely took notice, and then COVID happened. Like Matt said, I do feel the same way. As far as I think this is the farthest that Escobar could take it. After that match with him and Cross, it definitely showed that he could do more as far as even leaving the Cruiserweight division and going on to the North American title, or even competing for the NXT title or going to Raw or SmackDown. I think this is Jordan Devlin's time to shine. Not many people in the States know who he is, and I think this will be a statement match for him.
Wow. Very well. You're convincing me, man. This is why he's the co-host with the most, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on to our next match. Let's go to this gauntlet match that I was very confused about.
So confusing.
What it meant, or what the battle royal for the gauntlet meant for the number one contender for which title for the North American. I was very confused. Luckily, we have this guy who was able to explain it to me. So help me out on this one, guys. We have Bronson's in there, right? Bronson, LA.
Yeah.
La Knight.
Matt's favorite. Swerve's in it. We have...
Whose house is this?
Leon Ruff.
Leon
Dexter
Ruff.
Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis and Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes
to the moon. Cameron Grimes.
Where's are we having grits? We're having grits at our WrestleMania party. We're legit having grits.
Damn Ted DiBiase.
That's gonna be amazing. Kimmy, let's throw this to you. Who do you think is gonna win this? We might all be on the same page here. Who's gonna win this one and take on Gargano in a match that I'm very excited for?
Well, I'll say with my predictions, my two roommates, we were all on different pages, but they were doing it based off pictures.
Okay, nice.
So do they really know if they were? Well, okay, so one of them picked Dexter Lumis, and I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense storyline wise.
Yeah.
But that's not my pick.
Really?
Okay.
I'm going with LA Knight. I'm sorry. I feel like with, because to me, it's everything NXT moving to Tuesdays. So that's like my thing right now, because you're going to have a whole audience who was split on Wednesdays now move and watch NXT on Tuesdays. So to me, I see so many brand new faces coming out of this pay-per-view. And this is LA Knight's first takeover he's competing on, because the last takeover, he just appeared and debuted. So I think LA Knight has a very good showing in this gauntlet match. He's entering sixth since he did win the Battle Royal. So he already has the advantage. I believe if you're asking for the Gargano match, I don't know how we're doing it here. But I feel like that match is going to be a very good match. I feel like both have very similar styles. And I do see LA Knight picking up the win. And Johnny Gargano possibly moving on to something else. I really don't know what, but I'm sorry. I know.
That's his guy. Be careful, Kimmy.
No, don't be sorry.
It's not the first time we've had tears on the podcast. Yeah. But no, I mean, really well said, Kimmy. And let's do it that way. Let's pick the winner of the gauntlet and then seeing who is going to win that North American title match. I was just going to go with the safe pick, Dexter Lumis, to go on to face Gargano. And what could be a really awesome match if that were the case? Yeah, I would see the belt come off Gargano. I don't even want to say the word call up or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, I've had my opinions about Gargano. I'm not going to go off here. I wasn't a fan of the heel turn, but he's really funny. Like, he's very entertaining every week. He's making it work. I don't know if he's necessarily like, I mean, he is a heel, but like, I don't hate him.
He's not evil Ciampa heel. He's more like middle, like a Santino type heel.
He's entertaining.
He's like a Santino type heel where he just makes you laugh.
He found a way to make the way work.
Yeah.
No pun intended. But I'll go with Lumis to win the gauntlet, and which should be a really great match in itself. And then Gargano Knight 2 to lose the title. Let's go to Matt, because I think I know Nunes's answer. So let's go to Matt.
Okay. It was a little bit of a little convoluted there.
Yeah.
About how they went from the Rumble style format into the gauntlet match, and then the winner goes to the next night.
Yeah.
But I was able to follow because I've been covering NXT for the last several weeks.
Shameless promo. Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
And First off, it's a testament to what they're doing over there at NXT with the fact that if you looked at that, what was originally 12 and ended up being 11 guys in the ring, every single person going into that ring had some sort of storyline involved with at least one, in some cases,
two
other people in the match. I expect to see some of the rivalries stay throughout this gauntlet match.
Exactly.
And I was leaning towards Cameron Grimes
to the moon.
To the moon. Game stonks. But no
establishment.
Because I didn't want to get into any wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Sean Ricker, Eli Drake, LA Knight, however you know him. He's a guy who probably should have been holding a title on SmackDown 2 years ago, if not five. If you've watched his body of work, if you know who he is, if you know his story. And there's something about him that people have been missing from wrestling for a long time. Something that harkens back to the days of a 5.0 and greater rating share. And it's very early for this. But I feel this is the perfect time to do it. Slingshot him. Being the last in the gauntlet match is a little rough. That guy usually isn't the winner of the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like number 30 in the Rumble.
unless somebody ends up costing him, you know, maybe they continue with Bronson Reed, you know, costing him at the end after he's already been eliminated. But I see LA Knight winning night one and winning night two.
Wow. Of course.
If not, you know, look for him on another night in a month or two.
Of course you go with your guy. Real quick, what do you think of the name change, though?
You know what? Going all the way back to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, the change from Sean Ricker to Eli Drake was that's back when Impact was, I think, still run by Bruce Pritchard, and it was the change your name so we can trademark it thing.
Yeah.
And then they let him take it anyway. And it's still the rhythm's still the same, the Eli Knight kind of thing going on. But it works. He's an LA guy. That's his thing. I've seen worse.
But it's not even initials. It's La. It's literally La. It's not L period A period. It's literally La. Like, that's what confuses me about it.
In text, in prose, especially in journalism, you don't always have to hit with the period afterwards.
Okay,
there it is.
Coming. Stylistic choice. It's like ending a sentence with a preposition.
Coming from the fantastic writer that is Matthew Wittes. Check him out on thepopbreak.com with all his great NXT reviews. Let's throw it to Nooner, man. I think I know your answer. Are you going to swerve me? No pun intended.
Swerve Scott. Like Matt said, I think a lot of the rivalries are going to still continue. So Swerve Scott and Leon Ruff are still going to continue their rivalry. Cameron Grimes is still going to get a push to the moon, as you would say. Nice. But this isn't it. I don't think he's going to do that here. I would have said LA Knight to begin with, but they had him lose to Bronson Reed already, and that doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they had that. They should have had a one-on-one match with him and Bronson Reed on TakeOver. I think that's a TakeOver-worthy match. If you guys remember last year when Keith Lee vacated the North American title and they had the ladder match to crown a new champion, Dexter Lumis was supposed to be in that, and he got hurt leading up to it, and he would have been my pick to win it. I think, just not even with Johnny and Dexter being in the storyline, I think that Dexter was going to win it all along anyway. So I think Dexter's going to win the gauntlet, and I think, unfortunately, he's going to beat Johnny for the title on night two.
I think that's a really, really safe
bet. I like the thought process. Maybe I was overthinking it before, but
this guy, he knows his Gargano stuff. He knows his NXT. I mean, so do you, Matt, of course. But I wanted to ask you guys this one serious question: is there a women's tag title match officially announced?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It will be these woman members of the way versus Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon in one of the most pointless championship matches, because why did we introduce NXT Women's Tag Team Championships if you cannot use your main roster Women's Tag Team Championship?
Because reasons.
That aside, and thank you for letting me know that that's official. Can we get a belt on Candice LeRae, please?
Seriously.
At some point, in any form or fashion, she deserves to have had the NXT Women's title at some point. She's a show stealer at the house shows we've been to. She's been a show stealer on the indies. She's been great at takeovers. Her matches with Io speak for themselves. Get some gold around the waist of Candice LeRae. I have to pick them. I love all the women involved in this match, but Candice LeRae needs the gold around her waist. Not to say they should ping pong these titles all around, but I like to see the good matches. I like to see the competition. Gold around Candice's waist. Nooner, do you agree with me on that one?
I agree with it too. I mean, even just the first night they introduced the titles, they already had a title change. Why not give it to Candice and Indy? Yeah. You know, like this whole heel turn with Johnny and Candice. Johnny's a triple crown winner already. This is more for Candice. Candice should have won the NXT Women's title already by now, but Io Shirai's been killing, and we'll get to that later. Candice deserves a title. Like she said on NXT, what was it, this week or last week? She deserves a title.
She does.
And I think this is where she gets it done.
Absolutely. Kimmy, I'm going to throw it right back down to you. I know, like, you have your feelings about the titles, but just purely in this matchup,
by the way,
who walks out with the titles?
I'm sorry. That was just very necessary to go on that rant. And don't worry, for the Mania predictions, we'll get to the actual women's tag titles and the problems with those. But I agree. The fact that Candice has not won the NXT Women's Championship is, Hunter, what the hell are you doing?
She pulls out the Hunter. I like it.
Like, come on, bro. But this is going to be a really good match. I think that the fact that they've kind of waited to let Indy kind of go into, like, they made Indy build her character first before getting into the whole wrestling part, which I really liked. So they could have that big takeover moment with the both of them, and the way he could celebrate before Johnny unfortunately loses his championship.
It happens. Yeah. Can't win them all.
Interesting. And
I know.
Talking about your future boss, Hunter, the first name is
we support indie wrestling.
That's right, we do. Matt, your thoughts on this tag team title match?
My thoughts, and they have done a 180 since last night when I was thinking about this and doing out my notes. Before I said about Legado del Fantasma, where Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde, I don't think they could be tag champs and then Escobar not be a title holder. I think that goes the other way, no pun intended.
Oh, the pun was so intended.
The Gargano family and extensions. I think right now, if you all personal preferences aside, if you just look at the roster and what's going on and how marketing is going, Shotzi and Ember are the more recognizable, you know, they're the bigger stars at this point than Candice and certainly Indy.
Yeah.
So, you know, no disrespect to either one of them. Can Shotzi and Ember continue doing their thing, running in on a tank with crazy hair and jumping all over the place, almost killing themselves into a pile of chairs without those titles? Yes, they can. Are they hurt by losing the titles? Not so much. Are Candice and Indy elevated by getting those titles? Is the way, the whole thing, elevated without those titles? Is the potential for storyline elevated if Johnny doesn't have that title and Candice and Indy do? So much more can be done. I am choosing Candice and Indy.
Okay, very interesting. I'm excited for that match too.
Yeah,
all really great talents. I'm very, very excited for this. And let's be real, we are so super excited for NXT in this household.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be great, and Mania is going to be great too. And don't worry, I have some rants for Mania that I'll save for later. I definitely have my opinions.
I'm so excited.
A rare Rob rant for sure.
Love it.
Let's move on. Actually, let's do the women's NXT title match. Io Shirai, who's been killing it, I've been a fan of for a very long time, taking on Raquel Gonzalez. And Nunes had been pointing out over recent months, like, wasn't Raquel kind of the number one contender and first in line? They kind of backed away from it, but they got her there, man. She's back in this match. Now I'll throw it to you, Nunes. Do you think Raquel is the one to take the title from Io Shirai?
So I'm almost getting deja vu, because this kind of reminds me of last year with Rhea Ripley, where I didn't agree with what a lot of people were saying, but a lot of people were saying that it was too soon for Rhea and that she shouldn't have won the title that soon. And they were pushing her really, really quickly. And then when WrestleMania came around, she lost the title to Charlotte, and it immediately halted her momentum. And then, you know, COVID happened and everything like that. Ah, man. It's my main thing is, if Raquel does win the title, where does Io go from here? Because she's been champion for almost a year now.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I think Io keeps it at TakeOver. I think Raquel gets it eventually. I just don't see her doing it here. I think Io deserves a long title reign. She's been killing it. One of the most seamless heel turns I've ever seen, like with the music and the way she looks.
And she's not even a heel anymore. And she's not
even a heel. She gets cheered now,
but it all works.
Good. Yeah. And it works.
It's organic.
So I think Io keeps the belt for now, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, very, very well said. I'll copy and paste. Io, hold on to it. I love see Raquel getting this push.
I do.
I've been
too,
a fan of her for a while, Reyna, whatever. And it's good to see her in this match. This is great for her career. She's going to kill it. But I don't think this is the time where she is the one to dethrone Io Shirai. That being said, we talk about Xia Li, who's been fantastic.
But
we've been saying the I forget the lady's name in the chair. I always forget.
Shredder.
Yeah, not Shredder. But I can't wait because she was supposed to fight on Wednesday.
I was so against that.
No, well, she didn't fight though. No, it was she well didn't, done.
Thankfully.
Thank goodness. But she needs to be like the most power. Like if anyone's gonna dethrone Io, she needs to be like what's the line in The Simpsons? It's like that guy hasn't done anything yet. Like we need her to be amazing, like yeah. Do all this stuff. And I'm excited for it because the build is so good. And that being said, Xia Li's finisher, we were talking about Nunes.
Oh my amazing. God. Amazing. She's one of the most athletic just wrestlers in general I've ever seen. Like she's not even running off the ropes when she does it. It's just a twist in the air. Yeah. Like, what is this? What are we watching? A martial arts movie?
I love all of it. It's really good. But yeah. That, and I forget. Forgive me. I forget her name in the chair. She definitely will make an impression. But
I don't remember.
Wow. Okay. She better be amazing, and she could be the one to dethrone EO in coming months. Wow. That's okay. Where I'm going with it. Matt, let's throw it to you. Is the title changing here?
I don't think it is, and I was just going over it with a couple of people, including our esteemed editor, the editor in chief, Bill Bodkin.
Double B. And
if Raquel doesn't take the title in this match, you still have a lot of things you can do with her. You have things you can do in this match for her. You can always have Heartbreak Dakota super kick Big Mommy Cool in the face by accident or on purpose and start something. They've been working closely together for a reason. Dakota's a very polished hand and has bringing Raquel along. That's one of the reasons why there's been tagging for so long. Whereas Io with not just the persona, like that music hits.
Oh, it's so good.
Shit just got real music for NXT right now. It's her and Ciampa where that music hits and everybody goes, ooh. And to invoke the Heartbreak Kid again, all of this past week's episode has been Raquel whooping Io Shirai's ass like 5 times in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Io's come after her and got sent back until the last time. And Shawn Michaels told Sid Vicious, you say you're going to kick my ass? My ass has been kicked plenty. Can you beat my ass? And right now, I don't think it's the time to beat Io's ass because she's going to lose too much. She's going to lose too much of the mojo. So I would keep it on her.
Yeah, very, very well said. And talking about, you know, Raquel throughout the episode beating up on Io, something we were very invested in throughout.
Yeah, seriously. NXT
was the little dog running through the hallways.
Oh, we're like, I love Pomeranian. So I was like, oh, where's this Pomeranian going?
But Nunes figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously not a spoil. I think it's announced who it's going to lead up to.
It's not yet.
But I mean, everybody kind of knew.
If you follow Ty Valkyrie on social media, then I think you know
that dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're definitely right at showing Red it.
That Loka's way. Coming to NXT.
Yeah, we shall see. Yeah, but I was so invested in the dog storyline. It was great. I'm just kidding. Let's throw it over to Miss Kimmy. Does the title change here for the women?
I'm going to get so much heat. I disagree with everyone.
Really?
No, that's fine.
What do you
that's got? Okay.
Okay, so ready? The Raw Women's Division needs help. So bad. So freaking badly.
They just got Rhea.
Okay.
And they're going to get Charlotte back soon.
Yes, but let's look at it this way. How many of the women are involved in the tag team storyline? How many women are involved with Asuka? Do we remember that the reason Asuka's not defending the title since Clash of Champions in September? WrestleMania is her first title defense in almost 6 months.
Wow.
And I want to look at the NXT class that just came into the PC. If you look at that announcement, this is the biggest women's class they have gotten ever in history. With the amount of women you have down there, you have the opportunity to bring some to Raw. I think Io loses, goes to Raw, does whatever over there. You have Raquel feud against so many fresh feuds here, because to me, Io's almost wrestled everybody except for Taya and, of course, the new people coming in. But you could have Raquel and Tony. You could have Raquel and Taya. You could have all these fresh feuds. And with NXT moving to Tuesday, you need these fresh feuds to bring in this new era of NXT. It's going to be a fresh restart when we move to Tuesdays on April 13th. And with Raquel winning that title, she's the start of this new revolution and this re-innovation of NXT.
Wow. Hashtag Kimmy rant, laying it down. But you're not wrong. Kimmy has been tracking Asuka through all this. You say this on every show. When's the last time she defended the title? Very, very well said, Kimmy. And you could, you know, hit the nail right on the head here. I don't personally think it's going to go that way, but everything you said does check out.
I definitely agree with everything. I just worry whenever somebody from NXT, especially somebody as good as Io Shirai, goes to Raw or SmackDown, it usually doesn't work out great. So I just worry about that. That's all.
The landscape is definitely changing. That's for sure. All right, guys, let's take it to the UK NXT Championship match, which I'm really excited about. I thought this was just like really random out of nowhere, but it was like a good surprise. Like it didn't necessarily wasn't like a dot connect kind of thing, but I just love that like Walter kind of came, not necessarily out of nowhere. We saw Imperium showing up, but we saw the build here. I like this match for Ciampa. Excuse me. I'm very excited for this match for Ciampa. Everyone's asking, is the title on the line? Yes, it's on the line. Does Ciampa become the NXT UK champion? I could see a lot of reasons why he wouldn't, just in terms of logistics and where, you know, that title may be. I'm seeing a lot of head shaking here. So I'll throw it down to Matt.
Okay. You know what? Tommaso Ciampa, one of those cornerstones of NXT.
Yeah.
The black heart,
the black heart. He's probably got more charisma, more natural presence going for him right now than just about anyone, almost anyone else on the roster. Maybe Io Shirai. 35 now is not what 35 was back when I started watching wrestling. LA Knight is 38. But LA Knight doesn't have a neck that sets off the alarms of TSA. Tommaso Ciampa does. He is definitely in that, like Daniel Bryan, he's making people. He brought Timothy Thatcher up, and he's kind of doing that. And Timothy Thatcher hasn't been seen in a while. He was last seen in the presence of Imperium. And I think that Imperium is going to be the big presence. They're going to be the big boogeyman of NXT starting it come those Tuesday night shows. I see Kimmy ready to just
I hate Imperium.
Undisputed era is gone, so somebody else has got to take it.
Nature abhors a vacuum, and there's the vacuum, and Imperium is a bunch of big, imposing, sinisterly foreign, which, you know, WWE always loves.
Yeah.
These guys coming in from somewhere else.
Yeah, they foreign equals bad.
Coming into from one NXT show to the other, and they're going to do it. And I think that you don't do that, you know, by losing to Tommaso Ciampa. I think you need Walter to be this dominant monster that he always has been, and just it's going to be brutal no matter what.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's going to be a hard-hitting affair. But to they blatantly shaved a polar bear and gave it a German name, and it's going to maul Tommaso Ciampa. Like, everybody just – that's what they pay their money to see when they see Walter on the bill. So I think that's where they're going.
Very, very interesting. All right, I see Kimmy over there chomping at the bit.
I like it.
Well, it's a reach.
7 out of 10.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
So I'm going to argue that this is going to be the best technical match of the week. I'm going that far. But here's my problem. I hate Walter. I do not. I'm going to get so much heat. I do not like Walter. I hate him. He could go back to where's he from? Austria, right? He could go back there. because he's not moving here.
I'm not telling him to do that.
No, here's the thing. He's already said he's not moving to. You wonder why he's not on NXT US. Hey, it's because he doesn't want to move here. He wants to stay with his family in Austria. So you can only see him on NXT UK and the occasional NXT. And must I mention, his main roster debut, he was the first eliminated in that Survivor Series match.
That's right.
Ooh. Anyway, like I said, this is going to be the best technical match of the weekend. See, I just feel so bad for Ciampa because his body cannot handle that main roster. And I know how much he could kill on the main roster. But he's doing so much just bringing up younger talent in NXT. But my heart is breaking because I have to pick Walter because there's no way he's losing. But I will tell you, I think it's Rollins' trainee that will take the title off of Walter at a future date.
Very, very interesting. Well said, Kimmy. You swayed me. I'm going to say Walter for sure is keeping it here. Although that UK championship is a nice addition to see in the mix of regular NXT. Like, wouldn't you love to see Johnny hold that? Or
then Ciampa? He'd be a Grand Slam champion.
There you go. Exactly. But like Ciampa, I think that would be just like make a lot of sense for him to hold that title. It'd be perfect for him because, like we've been saying, like, what is Ciampa's role now? What is Gargano's role now moving forward? And I think that would just be a really interesting left field kind of move for him to get it. That being said, I would love to see it. I hope I'm wrong. I kind of want Ciampa to win this one, but I think Walter holds on to it for a lot of reasons. Nooner.
So I'm going to bring up a couple points that you guys brought up earlier. As far as with Walter not wanting to move to the States, Ciampa does not, as far as Ciampa goes, he also doesn't want to, I think he said if they wanted him to move to Raw or SmackDown that he wouldn't do that. I don't think he would want to move to the UK, let alone Raw or SmackDown. So just
he has a baby girl. Do you really think Willa, he
which I talked to him about, and I've never seen Ciampa smile like that. So it was kind of weird, but it was very sweet and very endearing.
They're best friends.
A little bit. And so as Matt brought up, we have not seen Thatcher in a while. I think Thatcher comes out and costs Ciampa the match and joins Imperium. So,
oh, dude, you're so right.
Even though it would be great on the resume of Ciampa to win the UK title, I think Walter hangs on to it, and I think this is where Thatcher joins Imperium.
He's right. He's right. That's exactly what's going to happen. I didn't think about it. Dude, just knocked it out of the park.
That's right. 100%.
All right, let's move on. let's take it to Kyle O'Reilly taking on Adam Cole.
Baby!
Thank you, Nunes. Thank you. In what I think is going to be a really, really good match. And obviously, as we've seen, the end of the Undisputed Era. I don't know how you guys feel about that. It's been a long, great ride. I love the Undisputed Era. Heels, faces, whatever they kind of were at the end there. But I think at the end of the day, this is Adam Cole's natural kind of habitat, if you will, yeah. And I like seeing this aggressive Adam Cole, and I like seeing this Kyle O'Reilly, who's slowly been winning me over on the microphone a little bit more, and he's getting better at that. He had a great promo, 2 weeks ago? And do we see Kyle O'Reilly going over Adam Cole here? Is this kind of like the pay-per-view where we see kind of the new class step up, as Kimmy kind of addressed earlier? Nunes, I see you shaking your head no.
Kyle O'Reilly has been killing it recently, and he's won me over on the mic as well. Very good main event, two times with Balor, correct? One at TakeOver, and then
at least.
Yeah. But I've said this all along, this Undisputed Era, as much as people said that all four of them are equal, this is a vehicle for Adam Cole. Adam Cole's the star of the group. First of all, where's Bobby Fish? Bobby Fish has been missing. He's on the back of milk cartons because I haven't seen him.
He had shoulder surgery.
Oh, he did? Okay, because I was like, where is Bobby Fish in all this?
He got a boo-boo at War Games.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. This is a vehicle for Adam Cole. Adam Cole's the star of the group, and it's no offense to Roddy Strong, and it's no offense to Kyle O'Reilly. They're both very, very good. You could just tell when all those guys are together, Adam Cole is the main guy, and it's going to be physical. I think Walter and Ciampa is going to be the most physical match of the night, but this is going to be right up there. It is unsanctioned, which means no rules. They could go out to the parking lot. They could fight anywhere. They can use weapons. I think Cole takes it, though. I think Roddy Strong might get involved, and this is where maybe Bobby Fish does make an appearance. But I think Cole takes it.
Very interesting. Let's start to the Andy Smart.
Yeah, I think that this match, they are not going to be putting themselves up against the other matches on the card. I think they're putting themselves up primarily against that that Ciampa Gargano one last beat match. That's going to be their template.
Oh, cinematic. Okay.
Maybe not.
Really?
Just because it allows them to go all over, do more with it.
I didn't even think of that.
This is the blow off to not just an angle, but a storyline, a stable. You know, that they are the, they were the center, they were the linchpin. Nice. You can beat Roderick Strong by flashing that. He'll get distracted and hit.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on that. I had an opinion.
Well,
Roddy, you're a great wrestler, man. You're a great wrestler, bro.
Roddy is amazing. All four of them were, and I've been vocal with this before. Adam Cole, great wrestler, not necessarily my cup of tea, like just personal taste. And I feel that more people were into yelling Bay Bay on cue like a bunch of Pavlovian robots than actually liked him and recognized his skills. He's not the star they're trying to make right now. They're trying to make Kyle O'Reilly.
That's fair.
Over the last half year or so. And not before Bobby Fish got hurt. So I think this is really Kyle O'Reilly. Win or lose, he's getting made off of this.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if it's lose, it's only going to be because of Roderick Strong. His walk away from the 12-man turned into the 11-man battle royal. What's going on with Roderick Strong? We don't know. And you're supposed to kind of forget about him for a little bit so that he can make some sort of an impact on this match. Win or lose for Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick is going to be the one who makes it. And maybe we'll see Bobby Fish. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
I'm going with Kyle.
Yeah, that's very interesting, man. Really? I think I'm going to go with Kyle O'Reilly, too. I'll go the other way. Obviously, I'm a big Adam Cole fan. Really, really, thank you. Really nice guy, and he's just been killing. I am a fan of him, and that's why I do want to see this match not be a cinematic match in any way, shape, or form. I want to see these guys wrestle. I want to see these guys go all out. No cuts, no editing, anything like that. Live on pay-per-view, or not pay-per-view, USA or Peacock or whatever it's going to be on. For that, but I think that'll just be really, really good match to watch. As we always say, the real winners, the fans. Like you said, Matt, either way, Kyle O'Reilly looks great coming out of this. Definitely. But I think this doesn't, and you think it would. You think it would hurt Adam Cole to lose this one? I don't think it would hurt him too much. Obviously, you know, you have the UE guys, but and you know, maybe there's some involvement. Maybe Fish checks in some form or fashion. All four of them are in the ring. If you want to tell a story here, get all of them involved. Have some emotional moments. Maybe not that wristband spot so much, but like have them all in the ring and have some emotion. Those are my favorite kind of matches. This could be something really special if done right. That being said, you know, the easy picks, Adam Cole, but I'm gonna go Kyle O'Reilly. Actually, now, are you going to tie it up here, Kimmy, or what do you got?
So, I was grateful enough to see their matches in Ring of Honor.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you, beautiful. Just storyline, promos, beautiful. I think Ring of Honor has won the week. We have so many Ring of Honor matchups at WrestleMania week. So, Gabe Sapolsky. You did good, my friend. You did really, really good. I'm torn. I'm very torn for this because I feel like we are building Kyle, right? But then I'm like, Adam, Adam's underneath Rollins for me.
Oh, really? He's your two.
Yeah, because it's the thing. Like, I've seen them in Ring of Honor. I was there when Adam debuted at NXT. I was there live. So I've just seen him develop into this amazing wrestler. And that's unsanctioned. I feel like Adam kind of has this personal vendetta. He has to, you know, one up his girlfriend when it comes to their unsanctioned match, him, her and Thunder Rosa.
Good luck.
On the other brand. But I got to go with my man, Adam. This is definitely going to be a top match of the weekend. The Prime Target video was beautifully done.
Yeah, it was really good.
Absolutely beautifully done. Shout out to Jeremy Borash, who put that together.
Oh, wow.
JB.
Masterpiece of a human. But this is going to be a really good match. Back and forth. You're going to see so many spots, tables, kendo sticks, yeah, chairs, announce tables, what tacks maybe, whatever else you could find. But baby, pull the win here. I'm going with Adam Cole.
Nice. Very, very well said, Kimmy. And that's a great point. You know, obviously there's a relationship there between him and Miss DMD over there. But I think that's a great point. You do want to up the bar after everything, just in the wrestling world, not talking head versus head, when, you know, Wednesday Night Wars, stuff like that. That's a really, really interesting point,
and
guys.
And remember, Adam watched her match live at NXT backstage on his phone. That's real relationship goals right there. Check out Oral Sessions with Britt Baker, Renee podcast, for more on that story.
Kimmy, I mean, Kimmy's been putting in the work during quarantine. That's what I think is going on here. But really, really great job. Did you ever meet Adam Cole?
Of course I did.
Yeah, we did. It's one of my favorite pictures, and he was really nice.
Yeah, no, he was awesome. All right, guys. Well, let's take it home here with the NXT title match.
You are forgetting a match, my dude.
What a rookie. What do you got, Kimmy?
Pete Dunne and Kushida.
I did not have that written down.
They made it last night or the other
After every beautiful thing you said about NXT UK, how could you forget about the beautiful NXT UK title reign of Pete Dunne?
The Bruiserweight.
No, and I'm a fan of him. This should be actually a really, really good match. I need to process this. Kimmy, go ahead. What do you got on this?
Okay. I believe this is night one, right? Night one. Okay. I gotta go with Pete Dunne here. I just feel like they really don't know what they're doing with Kushida, and I feel so bad. I really do, because he should have been North American champion at this point. Like, what?
Tag champion something.
Hunter, Sean, Road Dogg, what are you doing? I don't understand. But this is gonna be a really good match too. I gotta go with Pete Dunne because he's great. He's amazing. I hated when he was with Pat McAfee, though.
Oh, don't get me started. That was never meant to be.
Oh, don't worry. If you want to rant on Pat McAfee, I can go on here for 20 minutes.
Just the faction, though. Just that faction. It didn't make sense. No. It wasn't organic.
My problem, it wasn't the faction. I just don't like Pat McAfee. I feel like he's terrible at his job. But regardless,
he's doing his job, though, if you don't like him.
I don't like his journalism job.
Wow. Can we call up Pat McAfee?
As Rob's coming on my screen for SmackDown right now, I got to go with Pete Dunne. He's doing some really good things. Maybe put an NXT title picture possibly. I don't know. But Pete Dunne in a very good match on night one.
I like that. I'll copy and paste a little bit. I'm going to go Pete Dunne as well. I actually really liked, again, nothing with that faction. It just wasn't meant to be, as we've seen how it played out. Was it even called for the brand, or was that like McAfee?
Yeah,
thing?
They made shirts.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Go back to football.
Oh, man. Some serious heat here already. But I'm going to go Pete Dunne here. I loved actually his interaction with Edge of all people when him, Edge, and Finn were in the ring.
That, yeah.
And, you know, Edge is giving him like, you remind me a lot of myself. And Dunne just like shrugs or whatever. And he goes, I would have shrugged too. Like that kid, you know, like you knew that was off the cuff. Like that was some real like interaction right there. I really enjoyed that. I think Pete Dunne is something special here. I would like to see him in that title picture. Not to say, no disrespect to Kushida, who I also think is something very special, but I'd like to see Pete Dunne get this momentum, and he can get it at any time. He's another guy that I think that could hold a title at any time. Like a lot of those Shield guys, like I always say. Nooner, your thoughts?
So as Kimmy pointed out, Kushida came in with all this fanfare and they kind of didn't do anything with him. Then he got hurt and then he developed this like mean streak and he had this great match with Johnny for the North American title. And then they didn't really use him after that. Pete Dunne was the UK champion for over 2 years. He had a great match with Balor at Vengeance Day. Even though I would like to see Pete Dunne win, I think Kushida needs this win more. And as we established before, with new faces going to Tuesday nights, I think this would be a great opportunity for Kushida to get some shine and finally, you know, get a push that he deserves. Maybe him be put into the NXT title picture. I don't know quite yet, but I think Kushida takes this. It's gonna be the best technical match of both nights, I think.
Oh, very well said. Matt, do you think Kushida wins as well?
Much like Troy Polamalu ruined Pat McAfee's best chance at NFL touchdown, I am here to ruin Kimmy's night. Nice. One, with my support for Pat McAfee, I think he's absolutely hilarious, and he's amazing at what he's done with NXT.
He makes me laugh. He's hilarious.
I had to do that. Also, I'm going to echo Nooner. Not Walter versus Ciampa. I think this is going to be the technical powerhouse that we'll be talking about. You know, the however many stars, if you're into that sort of thing, this has the potential to be that for that for this night one. The thing is, it's kind of shit or get off the pot time for Kushida here. Which it's not that he doesn't have loads of options. I'm sure he's loving living in Orlando.
Oh yeah.
He's another guy well into his 30s, closer to 40, hasn't missed a step.
He looks great.
Has plenty of opportunity to split his time, if you will, somewhere else when he's done with this. But I think Kushida is someone they brought in. Pete Dunne is one of their guys.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Pete Dunne had matches with Finn Balor over the past year, really good ones, but it didn't happen. He's another guy who needs to get back some of his mojo. And if there's anything they do on go home shows, the last image we saw was Kushida with that hoverboard lock Kimura locked in on Pete Dunne as they got pulled apart. You know, when they both eliminated each other, they always try to give a little something, make them look strong if the other person's going to win going out. So this is just playing the percentages. There's no loser here for me.
That's true.
I have two dogs in this fight, if we want to put it that way.
Nice.
As long as everybody's done right, as long as they do right by both guys, it's good. I see it being Pete Dunne.
Really, really great points. This is phenomenal, guys. I also like to point out everyone's kind of rocking the black and yellow tonight, which I applaud all of you guys for doing that. I saw Kimmy. I got you. Very, very well done, guys.
Well, I will say I am wearing a Jon Moxley shirt to celebrate the Forbidden Door being opened about a little while ago.
Yeah. I mean, now we're seeing what Jericho's popping up on the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast that is on the network, which is on Peacock now. But that being said, that should be really interesting. I'm excited to tune into that. Jericho's always great as a host, as an interviewee on podcasts. Check out our interview with Chris Jericho on thepopbreak.com. I digress. Let's get to our main event, talking about the NXT title, right? I didn't miss anything. Karrion Kross. Did. Thank you. It's a good thing you're here, Kimmy. Karrion Kross taking on Finn Balor. I'm going to keep it short and sweet here, guys. Karrion Kross has been billed like a Brock Lesnar in my mind. Obviously, injuries happen. That made him lose the belt. I think this will be a good match. They'll give it some time. Shorter than we want it to be. But I think Karrion Kross finally takes back his NXT title. Nooner.
So, as I pointed out to you, since Balor came back, which I was there for at Full Sail,
you were, yeah.
He has not lost at TakeOver since. They have booked him so strong. He is probably on the best run of his career, interview wise, match quality. Every TakeOver match he's been involved in has been really good, if not towards the main event. This is almost like a born again run with Balor. This is his biggest obstacle in Kross, who, like you said, has been built up like Brock. But I think Balor continues on with this streak, and I think Balor defeats Cross, it's going to be a hard fought match. And I think Cross might be going to Raw or SmackDown. I haven't heard any speculation, but that's just a hunch I have. But yeah, I think Balor takes it. It's going to be a hell of a main event. It's going to be physical. But yeah, I think Balor goes with it.
I see, if that is the case, I see Karrion Kross doing very, and Scarlett doing very well. That's one person I'm not worried about, because I feel like
those
in power right now would really particularly like both of them. That's really interesting. Okay, Matt, your thoughts on this match?
Most of the smart money here is on Kross because they're very high on him.
Exactly.
He's got the spec. I hate this new finisher, this forearm to the back of the head. Yeah. I love the multiple Saito suplexes. It's just brutal.
Just suplexes the shit out of you.
You know, throwing some of these MMA submissions into the mix that he was using, that the
straitjacket hold, right?
The straitjacket hold. He was using the arm triangle anaconda vice, if you will, kind of move for a while there. But something you guys brought up has kind of turned me around. I'm getting insurance against the dealer here. I think maybe they do have plans to put him on one of the other shows. Maybe they're going to keep him, make him the big guy for Tuesdays. Like I said, a lot of changes coming.
That makes sense too.
But something that Finn Balor brought up that makes me think that this could keep Finn where he's at. He was talking to him about how people have demons.
I thought about bringing that up.
Out of Finn Balor for what, a year and a half, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought they overused the hell out of it, especially on the main roster.
Yes.
They didn't do it right. The first time he did, they didn't have the fog machine. He looked like a goof crawling for like 80 yards to the ring. But in NXT, they know how to do it, and nobody's expecting this. If that was, you would thought they would have a little more foreshadowing. It would just happen to be an offhand remark. But if they do this.
I did not even think of that. Wow.
Yeah, he mentions, you know, demons are just emotions. You got to control them or they'll control you. I think, and I actually have my fingers crossed for this.
Karrion Kross.
You see the return of the demon. He comes out. It's Scarlet and Cross have their dark side, tarot card, fingernail, whatever going on. Fight fire with fire, bring it in, send Cross to one of the other shows, and let's see what happens.
Wow, very interesting. Now I am expecting the demon, though. Now that you said that, you heard it here first, guy. Well, technically you heard it from Finn Balor, but that's very, very interesting.
If we don't see it, I might poop in my hand like an orangutan and throw it at the screen. I don't know.
But that being said, I think the demon coming out would make the match, like, would make Finn look that much stronger, if that makes sense, and kind of elevate the match in a way. It's like, oh, Karrion Kross is taking on Demon Finn Balor, who rarely loses. But Kimmy, let's throw it to you.
Once.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not laughing at any of this. Rollins' suit is really funny right now. Anyway.
Oh, we're cutting into Rollins' time. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm watching on mute. I can pretty much read his lips at this point. I can tell what he's saying.
Nice. He said, Kimmy, did you fall up the steps?
I don't think he said that. No. Anyway.
That's what I heard.
Oh, man. I'm torn, right? Because I go with what I've been saying this whole time, right? New faces, Tuesday, woohoo, right? So in my head, okay, it makes sense for Cross to win. But now I'm like, what do you do with Balor after? Because I don't want him to go with the main roster. We saw how well that worked out. Right? So then I'm like, okay, maybe like North American championship. Like, I don't really know. But now I'm like, the demon? Okay. And the last time we saw that, I believe, was TLC when the Fiend, it was the Fiend versus him at TLC 2018. I could be wrong.
We saw him at WrestleMania as the demon when it was in Jersey. And he took on Bobby Lashley.
That match lasted 5 minutes. That's why no one.
It wasn't even 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I was there.
Poor Bobby Lashley.
But he'll get his Mania moment this year. Anyway, yes. I don't know. So it's like my mind telling me Cross, my heart's telling me Finn, but I'm going with Cross. He was meant to hold that championship. I feel like Finn was just here just to, you know, save NXT for a while, try to beat AEW, but hey, they apparently got bullied into moving to Tuesdays at Triple H. I read the rumors.
Boss, Kimmy. That's going to be your boss.
I hate myself. But I'm going with Cross. Hopefully he leads Tuesdays and NXT into a whole new version of itself, and they revamp everything, and everyone is going to move to Tuesdays to watch USA, Wednesdays on TNT to watch AEW, and us wrestling fans get to watch wrestling every day of the week. So at the end of the day, like you say, the fans are the ones who always win.
Oh, I've taught you well, Kimmy. Very, very well said. Really excellent job. This is a great panel, guys. Really, really well said by everyone. You guys brought some exciting points to the table. You have me overthinking some things now, so I'm very excited for TakeOver Wednesday and Thursday next week, I believe. I think, when's the Hall of Fame? Is that, I know they just taped it. It is Tuesday.
Tuesday at 8 o'clock. They taped the class of 2020 last Tuesday. They taped 2021 on Thursday. No,
it's a good class. I'm excited. Are there actual fans in attendance in some capacity?
It's in the Thunderdome. So they're actually in the process of moving the Thunderdome to a new location in Tampa because baseball's starting. So they are so Raw and SmackDown for next week have already been taped. The Hall of Fame have been taped. So they're using pre-Thunderdome faces at the Hall of Fame class. And some wrestlers are in the audience.
Yeah, I would like to see, you know, just because I like this Hall of Fame class. Like, I was later to the game, so obviously I'm excited about Kane and all that kind of stuff. But guys, check out the Hall of Fame TakeOver. Obviously, this is WrestleMania week. I know Kimmy got all her homework done already for like a week out. She's ready to go.
The next thing I have due is on like April 20th. That's how far ahead I am. I'm so excited for WrestleMania week.
Look at you. Love it, love it. But Kimmy, tell everyone where they can follow you on, you know, Shameless Promo Time on YouTube, all that good stuff, Twitter.
We have so much content. I hope you're all ready. So YouTube at Kimmy Talks Wrestling, Twitter at Kimmy_WWE, minus some mishap that my Twitter almost got shut down the other day. Instagram at Kimmy Talks Wrestling. And like I said, a lot of new content at WrestleMania Week. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the last Wednesday of the Wednesday Night Wars. Enjoy it all. We're the winners. And just have fun with it.
Really well said, Kimmy. Stellar job as always. Matt, tell us a little bit about thepopbreak.com, what you write for, and of course, those delicious meats and where everyone can follow you on Twitter.
On Twitter, you can follow me on at AAntiSmark. That's AntiSmark with two A's. You may get to see some Cameron Grimes shrimp and kiss my grits.
To the moon!
Yes. Some Huskus pork belly fiendishly burnt ends.
Can't wait.
Put up maybe some scarlet velvet cupcakes. We will see.
Ooh, I'm in for that.
And of course, on popbreak.com, where I currently cover NXT, I will be covering one of the nights of WrestleMania this week, this coming week. And if you're interested in seeing what I thought of the most recent installment of Falcon and Winter Soldier on Disney+.
No spoilers.
Yeah, we're going to watch it in like 10 minutes.
It'll probably be up tomorrow so as not to spoil things. Go ahead and check it out at popbreak.com or here on the Bob Culture Podcast.
Heck yeah. And love that t-shirt, guys. Get the merch at tpublic.com. We're doing the 8x10s now because people actually want them. I don't know why, but we appreciate it.
They either want a coaster or they want dark.
That's what I said. Yeah, man.
Well, I will say I might be taking my 8x10 pictures this upcoming week.
Oh, Kimmy 8x10s. So cool. Shameless promo. I'm so proud of you right now.
I'm so cool of you.
Very well said. All right, guys. Like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive. Take care of each other. We out. Peace. That's undisputed.